What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Tuesdays of Sports News. As always, my name is Garrett. I'm here with my co-host.
What it do? This is Jalen Prince.
So we're gonna go quick with this one. This is gonna be very heavy in CAA March Madness focused. If you like that, great. If you don't, just stick around. Maybe you'll learn something. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Just sit tight, see what happens. So for me, but before we get into that, we have to start with some free agency moves because a couple things have happened since we last spoke. For starters, the Tennessee Titans overpaid for Calvin Ridley, in my humble opinion. The Jaguars now have a disgusting defensive line with Trayvon Walker, Arik Armstead, Roy Robertson-Harris, Josh Allen. But yeah, I mean, we've made some good moves, I think. I feel like letting Calvin Ridley walk was a good idea. When you think about it, you've got a guy who is pushing 30. And I said it for the last 4 days, and I'll say it again. What is one thing we never do when it comes to contracts, Jalen? We never fault someone for
Don't
chasing
question
their
him.
bag.
Oh no, we don't do it. And the thing about Calvin, you mentioned he pushing 30, but here's the thing though. Those 2 years that he missed does kind of help him out. He even mentioned that in his press conference. Those 2 years that he did miss for football, it has helped him out. So, that's yet to be determined. We'll see how he does. He's gonna
Yeah.
be playing with D-Hop in the Mayo, man, so.
We'll see what happens. I don't I'll give him credit for saying, like, hey, like I wanted to be back in Jacksonville, but Tennessee gave me reasons to come here, and they were 92 million reasons, and I'll give you that, man. Collect
Can't
your
knock him
money.
on that.
No, I
Yeah,
can't, and I never
can't.
will. I won't. But I'm also not paying over 20 million for a receiver who's almost 30.
Understood.
That's where I'm at with.
King Henry's in Baltimore.
Yep.
Thank God,
And I
because
would
I was praying that he was not going up in Dallas.
no, and I down Dallas is doing nothing. I love it. I love it. And then what is it? Justin Fields
He's a
is
Steeler
a Steeler. I was
with
wrong.
my quarterback.
I was wrong. And they've already come out and said he's not gonna start. So Omar Khan absolutely robbed the Bears.
Now, what would you say about with the Eagles and Howie Roseman with the Bears? Because like you sent them DeAndre Swift, and you end up getting Saquon Barkley.
I think it's fantastic.
For Saquon, yes. For the Eagles, that's yet to be determined, depending on if you're going to be able to solidify the offensive line for once again. Because Jason Kelce, he's retired, well-deserving future Hall of Famer. Aaron Donald, thank God he retired, future Hall of Famer. But with Jason Kelce now gone, they got to figure out the middle of that offensive line. Lane Johnson, he's pushing up there in age, and he's been injury riddled throughout like a lot of his career. So they got to solidify that one.
Yeah.
But I think the Eagles are going to be back. I think they're going to win the division. That's just my opinion on that. Not because of the moves that they make, because of the quarterback that they have and how much he's going to work hard and he's going to improve. And just maybe they actually got the right coordinator for the job.
We'll see. Fingers crossed. So that's where I'm at with it. I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm not. It's up to the coordinator at this point, honestly. It's.
It really is because there was just so much uncertainty with Philly. Now for Baltimore, like this is huge. A lot of people that play Madden are really trying to use words and name calling to give people a reason not to play. I'm not scared of it. I love King Henry, and we already know you got like a backfield with Lamar Jackson and King Henry. That's a nightmare for a lot of for a lot of defensive coordinators. But like, if you know how to scheme real good, you're gonna find a way to get it. But the way I look at it, you're trying to do it. If you're in the AFC, you're trying to do everything to beat Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes, he got a little bit better because they just signed Hollywood.
Hollywood
They just did
occasional
Hollywood.
hands.
Hey, but dude, when you need him to be a deep threat, he'll make some plays for you. He
Yeah,
has
he'll figure it out.
consistency issues, but like you're playing with Andy Reid, you're playing with Patrick Mahomes, you're playing with Travis Kelce, you're playing with Rasheed Rice, and Rice is going into his third year. So he they can only get better from there. And you can already tell they have been missing a deep threat since Tyreek dipped. It's
100%.
been simple as that. So like you're able to get something like that. And I said this about the end of the last season. This was gonna be the last time we're gonna like this is gonna be the last time Kansas City's gonna have a receiving core this less talented. Like it, let's be honest with you, this was gonna be the last time because nobody could convince me that they were not gonna add talent this offseason. So yeah, that's just how I look at it with Kansas City. But like back to Baltimore, look, they're just trying to do everything they can to just you got to beat Kansas City. That's as simple as that. Yeah, you got to take care of your division because your division just got stacked. But it's like, well, stacked dish. But at the same time, you're trying to beat Mahomes. You're trying to beat Mahomes in them. You got to be able to do your thing. And problem with Baltimore, we all saw the AFC Championship. They fell out of their identity. And now you get a guy like Derrick Henry. You ain't got nothing to fall out. However, and knocking on wood, there's been a bad trend of starting running backs coming through Baltimore since the Ray Rice days of starting running backs not staying on the field. Again,
That's a
knock
good point.
on wood,
Yeah, we'll
but
see.
you know, we'll see.
We'll see. All right, man. Well, let's get right into it. Let's get to the meat and potatoes this whole episode here. It is March Madness time. And for those of you who are listening,
Yes, sir.
we will do a bracket again. We did it last year. We'll do it again. Probably gonna do it on ESPN. I don't know. I'll figure it out and we'll tweet it out later.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
probably gonna have three going. Jalen, how many you got going? I think you said you were at nine last time we talked.
Total right now, I'm up to 13.
Good. Yeah, great.
I still haven't done my mom's bracket yet, and now she's trying to get my grandfather to get it and in, to get into doing brackets. So I gotta make a side one on that one,
There you
as well as I got two other groups that I'm running. Sports After Dark is supposed to be doing a bracket
Oh, dope.
soon,
I'm in on
so
that.
definitely gonna be in on that.
I got four going
And
then.
I think right now I'm on the process of trying to make my complete brackets where like this was what I would enter into sweepstakes and stuff like that, where I'm looking at rosters, I'm looking at stats, I'm looking at highlights, I'm looking at tape, I'm looking at moments, I'm thinking about who can handle the moments, I'm looking at games that won, games they lost, but mostly I'm just looking at tournament time type like top highlights. I'm not looking at regular season because the atmosphere is way different in tournament time than
Yeah.
it is in the regular season. So like yeah, I'm doing my whole film study on that, and I know I got until Wednesday to get all that shit done. Well, get all that stuff done, because everything begins on Thursday.
Yeah, no, I gotta, I really gotta. I'm not, I might do that tonight. We'll see. We'll see what I'm feeling. I gotta get up at 4:30 in the
Everything.
morning tomorrow as of recording this. So,
Yeah, I got. Let's get into it.
yeah.
So, we can't go every game.
We can, so like,
Okay.
some of the ones we could skip, and we got a little bit of time. Like we can skip like the ones versus 16s. Like Stetson's not beating UConn.
Yeah, I don't think like the one seeds this year is they're pretty much
Is
surefire.
pretty stacked, yeah.
UConn, North Carolina, Houston, and Purdue. They're pretty much surefire. The only number one seeds that I question is Purdue.
100%.
Outside of Edie, who else is gonna get you buckets like that on a consistent basis
Yeah.
in those moments? So that's pretty much where I'm hesitant on that one. That's the only number one seed that I got big question marks with.
The
Outside of that,
fact that Bama is ranked ahead of Florida is crazy.
you know how look, ranking is rankings,
Rankings,
and
rankings. I'll take it. I
I
mean,
look in his thing. We're bad. We're like Bama, we're bad defensively. Offensively, our offense turns bad when mentally we know. When stuff ain't going right offensively, it turns into bad defense and it just spreads around like a bad like a bad like a bad cancer. And if we don't figure that thing out, it's not gonna be pretty. It is not gonna be pretty.
Well, let's run through it. You want FAU or Northwestern? We'll start in the east and work our way down.
I looked at the tape. I'm going FAU.
All right, I'm with you on that. San Diego State, UAB.
I'm going UAB. They shoot set. Oh, well, scratch that. I had to take them back. I looked up. I wanted to go UAB, but San Diego State, they got grown men. And they still got that dude that hit that game winner in the Final Four. I'm going San Diego State. They still got grown men.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, no, you were saying Sandy or so San Diego State. I'm with you. I think with UA, like not to sell UAB short, but I don't know. There, I feel like there's going to be some upsets, but definitely like FAU is not going to
Just
get
not
upset.
that one.
No, and FAU's going to be playing with a chip on their shoulder.
Yep.
So, but you got FAU, Auburn versus Yale. I think we know where this
Auburn.
is going. I know it hurts you to
Auburn. I
say
had
it.
to. Auburn.
I know it hurts you to say it.
I watched Yale's tape. Auburn's defense, like they've been lighting it up on defense, and
They're like that, and their offense is like that too.
Janai's been balling lately, so I gotta go there.
No, they're like that. I'm with you. BYU versus Dekens. Did I say that right?
I don't even know how to say it, but I'm going to Kent. I looked at their tape. They can shoot. They can shoot. Like the way I do my brackets this year, I'm looking at teams that can shoot that thing. I'm looking at guys that can defend. I'm looking at rebounding. I'm looking at matchups. I'm looking at turnover ratio. Like, can you force more turnovers than you actually turn the ball over? And I'm looking at moments.
I always like looking at
So
rebounds too.
like, can you go up and get them boards? Or like, can you get those second chance? Because them second chance points are gonna come, like, are gonna be crucial.
I always look
But
at offensive and defensive rebounds.
I looked at BYU. They got the name, but the Kez name, that's what I'm calling them. They can shoot that thing.
The D school.
Yeah.
Right. Illinois and Morehead State, who you
Illinois.
got? Illinois, I'm with you. What about Washington State and Drake?
Washington State.
No Drake? No Drake? What?
I didn't see enough of Drake. I looked at tape, like I didn't see enough. They're badly undersized,
Okay.
and they don't even shoot that good against real good defensive teams. They're like
Okay.
yeah.
Well, and that's the thing too with Drake. Drake has always been a sneaky pick in these tournaments the last few years too.
Yeah,
They
they
always find
have,
a way to
but like
surprise somebody, but I'm with you. I don't think this is the
true, but
year.
Washington State's a bad matchup. They got LinkedIn, they can shoot the ball.
I don't think this is I think it's a bad matchup for them, and I don't think this is their year.
Yep.
Iowa State and South Dakota State.
Iowa State. I still remember I saw what Iowa State did to Houston in that championship game. They dominate them, and Houston's a number one seed.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. UNC, we already know, is going to win.
Yep.
We'll go on down to the West. Mississippi State and Michigan State.
This was a tough one. There's two storylines that are going there. Like, you got Tom Izzo. He's getting up there in age. I know about Mississippi State. They got tremendous bigs down there. Josh Herbert, he can ball. I went Mississippi State based on guard play. And Michigan State, just like team-wise, has not been the same. I won't be surprised if Michigan State win that game. But I'm gonna go Mississippi State. To me, that is an upset because Michigan State should win the game. But I'm going Bulldogs.
Lengthwise, how's Michigan State look?
Michigan State got more. I think Michigan State is. I'm gonna say Mississippi State is a little bit longer than Michigan State. Both got length, but Mississippi State got to fit more. Is more physical team.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm going Mississippi State then. What about St. Mary's versus
St.
Grand Canyon?
Mary's.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Them jokers can shoot. Grand Canyon's gonna be tough, but St. Mary's, they got this kid, I think his name's Manami, Mahanami. Like, bro, them jokers can shoot, man. They can shoot. St. Mary's can shoot. They
Does St.
challenge,
Mary
I think they beat Gonzaga.
maybe does St. Mary's rely a lot on the three or not so much?
They can move the ball around. It's like old school Spurs basketball.
Okay.
But they got some playmakers. They got some guys that, yo, when the offense ain't working, they need to get a bucket. They got some guys that could go get you.
All
They
right,
could
all
go get
right.
it.
I'm with it. I'm with it. I'll take St. Mary's on this too. Bama versus
Roll
Charleston.
Tide. Roll Tide.
I'm with you on that. I don't think Charleston's got it. Clemson versus New Mexico.
I'm going to New Mexico because I watched the game that they had against. Who did they play? No, it wasn't San Diego State. I forgot. It was New Mexico versus Shoot, man, I just watched it. But New Mexico State was go New Mexico State, I think it was their Pac-12. It wasn't Pac-12, Mountain West. Like it was their Mountain West basketball tournament championship. I saw a lot from like them Aztecs. They can ball. They got length. They can shoot. They got a ball. They got some ballers on there. I like the Aztecs. Clemson, they got a nice big on there, and they got some guard play. But since the beginning of the season, they've been cooling off after they haven't been playing their best basketball.
I don't trust Clemson sports. That's where I'm at with it.
I trust baseball though.
I'll give you baseball. I don't trust basketball or football.
So yeah, but I went New Mexico State. I went New Mexico for the upset.
I'm with you on New Mexico for now. We'll see what final brackets look like when I put this out because I haven't done a ton of research on college basketball. So
I'm
that's where I'm
doing the
at.
research now, and I still remember from what I saw in person.
The one I've seen the most of is Florida, and we'll go from
We'll
there.
talk about that
Oh
when we
no,
get to
we'll go from
that.
there. Baylor versus Colgate.
Baylor,
Yeah, I'm with you.
too much of Colgate.
I just don't see like yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't see it. I don't think Colgate's got it. I feel like correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like Baylor's more physical. I feel like Baylor's bigger. And I feel like Baylor's got more speed. That's where I'm at with it.
And that coach can coach.
Yeah.
They're gonna be better defensively.
Baylor's always competitive. Dayton versus Nevada.
This one was a tricky one. I haven't seen the rest of the tape yet for Nevada nor Dayton, so I went Dayton just to be safe. As far as on that one, I don't have too much knowledge.
Okay. Tentatively, I'm going to go Nevada.
Okay.
I don't know why. All right. Arizona and Long Beach. Yeah, I
Arizona.
was about to say, we both know.
What's the next region?
Next region, let's do the South. Houston, we already know is winning. Nebraska versus A&M.
I got A&M. They got two
I'm
guard.
with you.
They got length. They got the two guards. Nebraska has not been playing their best basketball. Watch your tape. Wade Taylor and Boots Radford. Them jokers can ball. They can get you buckets. They had 32 against Kentucky. Scratch that. Wade Taylor had 32 against Kentucky. And Boots had 23. Them joke. And if you want to win a national championship and go deep in the Final Four, you got to have tremendous guard play and them playing at the
Yeah.
right time. Yeah, them two are going to be able to get it.
100%. James Madison versus, I'm with you on that, by the way. James Madison versus Wisconsin.
Wisconsin can score. They have been great shooters since they've had that program started with the head coach that they got. James Madison, they got my coach, like Mark Byington. He's gonna have him ready defensively. He's gonna have the offense set up. They can match up well against Wisconsin. They do have guys that can get you buckets. I'm actually gonna go upset. I'm going James Madison.
I'm with you. I'll take James Madison. JMU times two.
Yep.
Duke versus Vermont. It's Duke.
Duke.
Right.
Next.
Texas Tech versus NC State.
I gotta watch more film on that one, but I've seen Texas on like on North Carolina State play. I'm going NC State.
Yeah, I'm with you on the upset. I was going to go NC State.
They beat North Carolina. They won the ACC championship tournament on the ACC tournament champions. I'm going NC State. They play
Yeah.
tough and they can shoot.
Kentucky versus Oakland.
Cats.
Yeah, I'm with you. Florida versus either Colorado or Boise State.
All right, I'm gonna say this now. Colorado, I think they're gonna beat Boise State. They're a tremendous defensive team. Colorado
Yeah.
got a guy that's gonna be a lottery pick. They're tough, they're long, they are physical enough. But Florida got way too many shooters. Poulin can ball. He got the mid-range on pack. Number five, he'll get buckets when you need him to get buckets. It's just like Auburn, they just control the game throughout the whole way. And Clayton Jr. Man, if he gets hot, it's lights out. There ain't nothing you could do. And plus Samuel, he's a force. They got length, they got height. I got Florida.
If you make here's the thing though with Florida's bigs, if you have great defensive guards and force our bigs to shoot, we're in trouble. We're in trouble 100%.
Colorado, they got some good bigs, but I think Florida's gonna be way too physical.
Yep.
And what's the head coach's name?
Oh
Florida.
shoot. Head coach is Todd Golden. Todd Golden was a former Georgia basketball coach. Mike White was our old basketball coach, who's now the head coach of Georgia.
All right. Next.
It's confusing, I know, but
Next.
we ended up on we know better.
Next.
Todd Golden's cooking. All
Next.
right, Marquette versus Western Kentucky.
Most people went Marquette. I'm going Western Kentucky.
Really?
I haven't looked at the film yet. I haven't looked at the film. I always got to pick one upset. I think it's going to be Western Kentucky.
Okay. I'm gonna go Marquette.
All right.
Tentatively for now. Purdue, we already know.
Yep.
All right. Utah State versus TCU.
I went TCU because they shoot better. They got a better 3-point percentage as a team. They're a little bit physical. Utah State is fairly physical. I think TCU matches up better against them. I went TCU.
I'll join you on that. Gonzaga versus McNeese.
Zags, McNeese is not a bad team. It's just like they don't have nobody that's going to touch their guard number 0 and number 13 and number 22. Those are the guys to watch from the in front of Zags.
Gonzaga's always got a good team, man. Kansas versus Samford.
I picked Samford.
Really? Why'd you pick Samford?
Kansas is injury riddled right now.
Okay.
They are injury riddled. Hunter Dickerson, I think he's gonna play, but he did get hurt within that Big 12 tournament. I think he's gonna play, but Samford, they like to fly, they can score. I'm going Bulldogs.
I'll join you on that. That makes sense. If Kansas, because if Kansas has injury issues and play with or a bunch of backups,
Yeah, but if they
it
healthy and Hunter Dickinson plays, it's gonna be Kansas all day. But I'm gonna go. I think Kansas might get that one upset that nobody's gonna see coming. I saw it coming. I'm going
they
Stanford.
honestly, man, Kansas usually does. Kansas was at fault for that. The what was it? The first time a 16 seed to beat a one seed and like whatever.
No, that was Virginia.
Kansas got whooped by, was it when they were two and it was a 15?
It probably was them, but like when we're talking about a 16. Beating a one, that was
Yeah.
Virginia with
And that
UNBC. You're like UNBC.
that ruined my damn bracket.
That won everybody during bracket.
Sorry for
Next.
swearing. South Carolina versus Oregon.
I wanted to pick South Carolina because I have seen them play. Shooting, they're not that great shooting the ball. They are physical, but I went Oregon on this one.
Why is that?
Oregon shoot the ball better than them.
All right. All right, Creighton versus Akron.
I got Creighton.
Okay, just Akron, you don't think is long enough, shoot or shoots
No.
well.
No, Creighton's always, and Creighton's been one of the best teams, been one of the best teams all season.
Okay.
They could have got a number one seed, but just didn't take care of business late in the season.
Okay. Texas and Virginia or Colorado State.
Texas, the guy that coached Oral Roberts when they made that deep run a few years ago is the head
That's
coach of
right.
Texas. I'm going. He's at Texas now. He got him in there. I'm going. Yeah. I'm going Longhorns in that game.
Now I hear you. All right. Tennessee or St. Peter's?
Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm with you on
Y'all
that.
connect and they're a tremendous defensive team.
Yep. All right. So that's it. Now we're in the round of 32.
Yep.
So let's go into UConn versus FAU.
UConn.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think UConn's going to make a run. San Diego State versus Auburn.
San Diego State.
Why is that?
Grown men. Now Auburn's gonna play them tough. I'll give those Tigers their respect. Like they've earned it. Them jokers, like they're physical, they're not scared of anybody. But them like San Diego State, they're trying to get paid back. They want to see UConn again. I'm
Here.
going, I'm going, I'm going, yeah, I'm going San Diego State.
Here's why I'm with you. I'm with you because Auburn, did you see what the Auburn player said in the media the other day?
No,
You did?
no, no.
So he said, "We're not losing again," was the gist of what he said.
Cool.
To me, that's the kiss of death.
Cause here's the thing, everybody picking them over Yale. Don't let them. I'm gonna say this right now, Auburn. Don't let them. Don't let them. Don't let them frat boys like. Don't let them beat you.
I think they're gonna. Here's what I think is gonna happen. I think they're gonna cruise by Yale, no problem. I think San Diego State's gonna knock them in the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm at with it. They're not making it past San Diego State. Duquesne versus Illinois.
I'm gonna go to Kent.
Really?
They can shoot, and like they got their stars can maybe be like one of them Cinderella. I think the Kents could be their Cinderella team this year.
Okay. Duquesne. It's Duquesne.
Okay.
Okay, so I would put
We ain't
your
gotta apologize. We didn't know.
no, I know, but I'm saying everybody put your Twitter fingers down, but don't DM us,
No, no,
don't
no, no.
that
I don't care. I
we
don't care. We don't care. We don't know. We don't know
figured
them
it out.
folks.
It's
We
Duquesne.
learned it now.
So
We're
now I
fixing
know.
now.
It's Duquesne. So you think because so again, my question with Duquesne is Duquesne rely do they rely too much on the three or
No, they can play inside. They can play outside. It's just like you
okay.
give them space, they're gonna take the shot. If they're open, they're taking that shot. Cold or
I'll
not, cold or hot, they're taking that shot.
roll with you. I'll take Duquesne. I'll roll with you on that. I trust you. Washington State versus Iowa State. Is it Iowa State?
Iowa State.
I'm with you on that. Iowa State is it. They just looked so good in
Nope.
that tournament.
Next.
They look so good. All right. UNC versus Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, they can match up with North Carolina, but I'm going North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm
They
with
don't
you.
have enough. They don't have enough offensive firepower.
Yeah, I'm taking UNC. All right, St. Mary's versus Bama. Vote with your head, not your heart.
Bama, but it's close. Bama, but it's close.
I'm gonna take St. Mary's.
I understand.
I'm gonna take St. Mary's.
I understand.
I'm gonna take St. Mary. All right, New Mexico versus Baylor.
I want New Mexico on this one.
See,
I
I'm
want New
with you too.
Mexico. They
Baylor.
match. Both teams match up. I'm going to best shooters.
I'm taking New Mexico too. Baylor always finds a way to mess it up.
Not back in the 2021 when they had Davion. They had
That's true. No, that's true. I'll give you
they had
that.
Davion Mitchell and them boys.
Yeah. But usually, outside of that one exception, they
Yep,
weren't because
I
they
know
were
what
in
you mean.
2022, right? They had a short run.
Yeah, they had a short one.
They lose in the first or the second.
I forgot.
But they, yeah, I remember them losing early. I think in 2022, I think they lost early if they were even
Yep.
in it. 2020, I'm pretty sure they lost early. It's every time Baylor's been in it outside of 2021, they've lost early. I'm with you. I'm taking New Mexico for the. I'm
Yep.
taking New Mexico. All right, you got Drayden. I got Nevada or Arizona.
Arizona.
Arizona. Yeah, I'm with you. Don't matter. Don't matter. It's Arizona. All right. So that's it for the East and the West. Let's go to the South. Houston versus A&M.
Going upset. I'm going Aggies.
I'm taking Aggies too. Houston looks beatable. Houston looks beatable. And they haven't been playing the best basketball down the stretch based on what I've seen.
Yep.
So is that loss in the championship the wake-up call they need, or are they just not that, or are they just tired?
Don't know. I don't know what it is, but I ain't got them going to no Final Four.
No. I don't have Houston doing it either.
No.
I haven't had watched a ton of it just based on what I've seen, but even
No,
then I
no.
didn't have Houston going either. I'm with you
Yep.
100%. All right, James Madison versus Duke.
Gotta go, Duke.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm taking Duke.
Gotta go, Duke, but it's close.
It's going to come down to two
It's
shots.
gonna be close. I think JMU's gonna have a chance to tie it up. They miss it, and then Duke just puts it away with free throws.
Yeah, I think
That's kind of how I look at it.
this is a 4-point game. This is a 4-point game for sure. NC State versus Kentucky.
I'm going to go Kentucky. They're longer. They got more talent. I'm looking at Rob Dillingham and I'm looking at Reed Shepherd.
Yep.
I think that would be the game that they step up and they put their game away.
I'm taking
And
Kentucky
I'm gonna be
too.
honest with you, if they see it, I think Kentucky could blow them out.
I think, yeah, I got Kentucky on this too. Dillingham's just been playing lights out.
And not to mention they got LinkedIn and they got bigs.
Yeah, now I'm taking Kentucky. Calipari's getting his act back together.
He got to get back because there's some pressure that the Big Blue Nation putting on him, even though they gave him that lifetime contract, but still.
No, they're coming.
Yep.
UF versus so you had
Florida.
Western Kentucky. I had Marquette.
I got Florida.
I still got Florida. I'm
I
with
got
you.
Florida going. I got Florida going to the Sweet 16. Yeah.
I got Florida.
Next.
Florida's just playing too well. And it like we said, with Samuel,
Yep.
with everything, I'm with you on that. All right. Let me guess.
Midwest.
TCU beating Purdue?
Purdue.
You got Purdue over
I
TCU.
got Purdue. Yep.
Okay. All right. All right. Just bigger size and length and everything.
Yep.
All right. I'll take Purdue with you. Gonzaga versus Samford.
I got Zags.
Now I'm with you. Oh, shit. I'm with you on Zags. All right.
Yep.
Oregon versus Creighton.
Creighton.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll take that. Tennessee versus Texas.
Go Tennessee because I don't think Texas is gonna be able to scheme up and execute a way to stop Dalton Connect. And I think Ziggler's gonna be able to get it going if number 25, I forgot his name. If he's able to get this thing going, if Tennessee's able to make shots, they're gonna dominate that game. But I think because of their defense with Adu at the center position, and I think Dalton Connect's gonna be able to get it going. I don't see Texas having any stars that can literally, like they can literally, destroy Tennessee.
Yeah, no, I'm
And
with you on
plus,
that.
like Rick, and plus, this is Rick Barnes versus his former squad.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Like we know Rick Barnes has trouble in March. He'll have trouble like in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's it for the round of 32. We're in the Sweet 16 now. You got UConn or San Diego State?
UConn wins the rematch. San Diego State still can't figure out a way to beat them.
I'm with you on that. UConn, I think, out of all these teams, is the most complete team on the court.
Yeah.
UConn's gonna make a push. All
Yep.
right, Duquesne versus Iowa State.
I think Duquesne, like I said, Cinderella push Duquesne. I've seen the tape. I've seen enough. They got about two, three guards that if they get hot going, they get buckets.
I'm gonna take Iowa State. I'm
All right.
gonna take Iowa State. I think
All right.
Duquesne's run ends in the Sweet 16.
All right.
So, let's go Bama or St. Mary's versus UNC.
We beat North Carolina last year in Portland in the PKI. We ain't beating them in the tournament, North Carolina, because we ain't got nobody to stop Bacot.
Yeah, I'm taking UNC. All right, New Mexico versus Arizona.
Arizona.
Okay.
Caleb Love.
I'll give you that.
We're gonna see North Carolina versus Arizona in the Elite Eight.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. All right. I'm with you on that too. A&M versus Duke. I'm taking A&M.
I'm gonna go Duke.
Okay.
I'm
I'm
gonna go
taking
Duke.
A&M.
I think Duke's gonna find a way to get either Wade Taylor or Boots in foul trouble.
We'll see what happens. I think because Duke, th this isn't the Duke's team, the Duke team of past.
True, they don't have no first round on like NBA draft pick.
They're a deep team, don't get me
Yep.
wrong, but this isn't the same Duke team.
I know.
I'm not scared of this Duke team.
A lot of people aren't.
I think they'll make it to the Sweet 16, but I'm not scared of this Duke team.
I got you.
Kentucky versus or versus Florida.
Both teams match up against each other really good. I gotta go Cats.
I'm taking Florida. I gotta go home with it.
I gotta go Cats. I think Kentucky finds a way to get enough defensive stops.
Right now, I'm going UF.
All right.
Purdue versus Gonzaga.
I'm going Zags.
I'm taking Zags too. I
This is
think,
where it starts with Purdue. Zach Edey
yeah.
just is not enough.
Now he's gonna be tired.
Yup, it's not enough.
Carrying the team is a lot of weight, man.
Not to
He's gonna be tired.
mention, I'm trusting the head coach of Gonzaga over the head coach of Purdue in that game.
Because Mark Few's been here before. That's the thing.
Yup,
He's
he's
been here
done it.
before a lot.
He's
And
done it.
he's done it many a time. So I'm with you. I'm taking Zags over Purdue. Creighton versus Tennessee.
I gotta go Creighton.
I'm taking Creighton too.
I'm taking Creighton.
All
Because
right, that
Creighton will be able to execute, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. All right. UConn versus Duquesne or Iowa State?
UConn.
I'm taking UConn too.
UConn going to the Final Four.
I'm with you for sure. And then we both have Arizona.
Yup.
All right. A&M or Duke versus Florida or Kentucky?
So we're gonna get an SEC matchup. I got Kentucky.
So you got
They get
Kentucky up.
they get Kentucky gonna Kentucky's gonna, like I said, I don't have, like you said, I got Kentucky.
You got Kentucky over Duke.
I got Kentucky. Yeah.
I got Florida beating A&M again. And this is going to sound like I'm a homer here, but just sit with me for a minute.
I've been
Give
sitting
me a
with you for
minute.
about an hour now.
Hang on now.
It's almost your bedtime.
Oh boy. All right, so you got Kentucky.
Yep, I got a
All right. Zaga versus Creighton. I got Zags.
Oh, man, that was going to be a tough matchup. I'm going to go Creighton.
Okay. All right. UConn versus Arizona. Who you got?
I got Arizona.
Okay.
Caleb Love and them boys find a way.
I got UConn, so you got Arizona.
Yep.
And then I got Gonzaga beating Florida.
I got Kentucky beating. I got Kentucky beating Creighton. So it's gonna be Kentucky. And like my Final Four, I got Kentucky, I got Creighton, I got UConn, and I got Arizona.
I got
And your Final
UConn,
Four?
Florida, Zags, and Zona.
Okay. And I got Arizona winning the national championship.
You got Arizona. Okay.
I
I
got
got
Arizona.
UConn, man. Whoever wins UConn, Arizona is winning the national championship.
I got you.
So I'm taking UConn, and
It's
you're
gonna be a
taking.
fun dog. It's gonna be fun, man. And I got plenty of brackets that I got to get through. We ain't even talked about the women's side.
Yeah.
It's just like, dog, I looked at that bracket on the women's side. I was upset because
Because we're in a situation where we can't have the
we're
Big
not gonna
Four.
get. We're not gonna get LSU, Iowa, South Carolina, or USC. USC, South Carolina, and Iowa are number one seeds on their perspective. The other one seed was Texas. That means LSU is in the same bracket as Iowa.
Yep. I think
I was
that's dumb.
upset, dog.
That's
Like
dumb.
they, even if LSU was not gonna get number one seed, they should have been in any bracket where they don't see South Carolina, Iowa, or USC until the Final Four.
It's a poor business decision, man. It's a poor business
Man,
decision. If you want to get viewers and
that
you
was
want
it.
eyes on it,
And I know
that's
we're
how
gonna
you
get
do
view
it.
and I know we're gonna get viewers in the Elite Eight, but you need it in the Final Four.
Even just make LSU a 2 seed in the Texas bracket.
Bro,
That's
like
it.
that one, I was looking at it, I said, like, ain't no way.
Now they messed
But
up.
there are some storylines because Van Hit Van Wiff, guard for LSU, she's about to play her former team on because
Yep.
like they're about to play their former team because they're most likely going to see Louisville in the next round, and that's where she came from. So there's something there, but man,
I'm interested, man. I think they messed up. But all right, man. Do you got anything else you want to get into?
nah, I'm good.
All right, let's do it. So thank you guys for listening. We really do appreciate it. Thanks for listening to us talk about who's going to win and who's not going to win. We will have a bracket put up in the coming days. Just give me a little bit of time. I'll take care of it. Thank you guys for listening. If you did like it and you learned something about basketball, great. Check it out. Let us know. Rate us 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening to. We really do appreciate it. Comment that you learned something. Comment who you think is going to win the Natty. I don't care. Just feed the algorithm. Keep the engagement going. Let's do it. Keep running us up them charts. Also, shout out Righteous Felon Jerky if you made it all the way to the end episode. Brent and Dave over 1420 Sports put me on this stuff. This stuff is fantastic. Okay, sorry, my dryer just freaked out one more time. This stuff is fantastic. Check it out. They don't pay Righteous Felon don't pay me. Righteous Felon, if you want to pay us, I'm in. I'm in. If you like the show and you like how if you like what we do for our show and you like to listen to some other stuff like this, or you rate 5 stars, you want to get a shout out, go check out some of these podcasts as well. You get a shout out by rating 5 stars and we'll shout out whatever name it is. If there is one and I can find it. As always, go check out Jim over Fan of the Van. Also, go check out the little side project him and I do called Steel and Teal. Also, check out the show that he does with E-Man called Cigar and Sports. Dude is busy. He might be coming out with a fourth show going forward. Up there with our next guys, Brent and Dave of 1420 Sports. Brent's easily one of the busiest podcasters I know. Go check out the guys at the BS in Sports podcast, Aaron over Brutally Honest Sports. Go check out Darian over Chill Takes. I know he's been putting out some Jaguars content lately and a bunch of other NFL stuff as well. Go check out Dave and John, the Level of the Playing Field, the guys at the We Like Sports podcast. Go check out Average Joe Sports. Always, always, always go check out Sports After Dark. Hop on their live streams of YouTube. Shout out Ash for forgetting me.
What?
Do you see when that happened?
Nah.
Oh, one of the last live streams I was commenting. She's like, "Who's Garrett G and Lou and Heavy?" You're like, "That's Jalen's friend." And she goes, "Oh, hey." I'm like, "You've been on the show twice,
Wow.
twice." Dang, I'm hurt.
You don't talk as much, man.
I thought we were friends.
Dog, you don't talk as much. You can't assume that.
No, I know, I know, I know.
Can't assume that. Last thing I want to mention, just came out a few days ago. Paul Pierce is going to be joining Skip Bayless on Undisputed.
Oh my God. No. Paul, beat him. Beat him with
Dog,
his frosted tips.
dude, they both hit LeBron James.
I know, but the
And
beat.
Paul, why you think Paul Pierce got fired from ESPN, man?
No, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. All right. If you're into wrestling, go check out John for Wrestling Fan Insight. Go check out Visit Vegas Place if you're looking for something to do in Vegas. Go check out Nate's Daily Wager if you're looking to gamble responsibly, of course. Don't bet the house. Don't bet the mortgage. Bet responsibly as always. Go check out the Stupid History Bin as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, if I
Bruh.
missed you know who you are. You know we still love you. Thank you,
Dog,
thank you, thank
gambling's
you. And
about to
we'll
be
see you next time.
Dog, gambling's about to be crazy during the NCAA tournament this year.
It's
It's
that
about to be
time of year.
insane.
One of my brackets
Yo.
has 25 on it already.
Oh my
25 bucks.
God.
Let me.
I do this thing for free, man. Like
I
if I
know.
like money's involved, that means it goes to the winner. I
Our
ain't gotta pay nothing to get in.
ours will be for free. So thank you, thank you,
Yo.
thank you all, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.